Just because you do something wrong doesn't make it a crime, Mr. McNamara said, explaining why he brought no charges. After everything was done and everyone was interviewed, we came to the conclusion that he just forgot. And I don't think the law punishes forgetting. The Herkimer County District Attorney, Jeffrey S. Carpenter, came to a similar conclusion about Alan Lyon, who left 15-month-old Sophia alone in a sweltering car after dropping off her siblings. I looked at everything I could regarding the father, his prior history, his conduct, whether there was obsessive alcohol use, anything, Mr. Carpenter said. And everything in this case came back to he simply forgot she was in the car. In the New York cases that resulted in charges, there were early hints that something else besides mere forgetting was at play. In April of 2004, for instance, a Long Island mother, Yesenia Brito, was charged with criminally negligent homicide after she left her infant daughter, Jada, in a parking lot while she worked a shift at a pediatrician's office in West Hempstead. The police said she initially lied about the child's whereabouts. Later at sentencing, she apologized for leaving the child in the car, saying she didn't think the baby would be harmed. She was sentenced to a year in jail. Murder cases where prosecutors argue that a parent left a child in a hot car with the intent to kill are almost unheard of. But a jury determined that this happened in at least one high-profile case. Back in June of 2014, Justin Ross Harris, a father in Marietta, Georgia, stopped at a Chick-fil-A for breakfast with his 22-month-old son, Cooper. He then drove to work, and he left Cooper strapped in a rear-facing car seat in a sweltering parking lot for 7 hours. Cooper died. Mr. Harris claimed his son's death was an accident, but prosecutors moved ahead with murder charges. They found that Mr. Harris had exchanged lewd text messages and pictures with at least 6 women, including a minor, on the day of his son's death. A jury agreed with prosecutors that Mr. Harris wanted his son out of his life. Mr. Harris was convicted and sentenced to life in prison. He is now attempting to appeal. Charles P. Boring, the assistant district attorney in Cobb County, who handled the case, said prosecutors need to ignore the emotions surrounding hot car cases and follow the evidence. It's a difficult situation, and people get caught up in the emotion of it, one way or the other, either thinking nobody could ever do this or people can always do this, Mr. Boring said. Like most things, it's never black and white.